Yeah.
大家新年快乐。
Happy New Year. Hope you had a very good Christmas.
希望你们都有一个很好的休息。
Children, you can go to Sunday school.
孩子们，你们可以去主日学了。
I hope you all have a good rest.
我希望你们都休息好了。
So we, our first service this year.
这是我们新年的第一个聚会。
If you have your Bibles,
如果你拿到了圣经
now it's not on the slide.
因为你会发现很多事情都不能只靠那个屏幕的。
Now we need to remind ourselves, we need to bring our Bibles.
我们要提醒我们自己，把自己的圣经随时带着。
Or your iPhone.
我起码是手机也带着。
Joshua 24.
我们看看约书亚记二十四章。
Verse 15.
看第十五节。
The very last sentence.
最后一节。
But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
说凡是我和我的家人都一定侍奉耶和华。
This is what we are praying this year.
这是我们今年的祷告。
We want to see your family here.
我们想看到你的家人在这里。
The family is not saved.
如果你的家人还没有得救。
It is God's will for them to be saved.
这是神的旨意，愿你的家人得救的。
You can find in the book of Acts.
你可以在使徒行传看到。
Several times, whenever someone is saved, the whole house is saved.
你看到每当一人得救，全家就会得救。
If your whole family is not saved,
如果你全家都还没得救的话，
then it is the enemy that's stopping your family being saved.
那是敌人在阻止你的家人得救了。
So pray,
所以要祷告。
Because it is God's will.
因为这是神的旨意。
The Bible says, whatever you bind on earth, it is has already been bound in heaven.
圣经说，你凡在地上捆绑的，在天上就已经捆绑了。
Whatever you loose.On the earth, it has already been loosed.
你凡在地上释放的，在天上都已经释放了。
Amen. So your family is God already said yes.
所以你的家庭里面，如果神都已经说要得救了
，they shall be saved.
那他们肯定要得救。
Amen. And if your whole family is already in church.
如果你的全家人现在都已经在教会了
pray that you bring another family to church.
那你就祷告你要把别人的家庭也带到教会来
We need to reach out to unsafe families.
因为我们要继续的 去触碰到那些还没有接触福音的家庭
So if you believe that, pray with me.
如果你相信这一点的话和我一起来祷告
This pulpit is wet. So my notes are wet. Let's pray. Heavenly Father,
天父啊
We believe in your word.
我们相信你的话语
That the key to the kingdom
我们知道进入天国的关键
has already been given to us.
已经给了我们
Whatever we bind
不管我们捆绑什么
has already been bound.
在天上就已经捆绑
In heaven.
在天上捆绑
Let your will be done.
让你的旨意降临
On earth as it is in heaven.
在地上如同在天上
Your will, Lord.
你的旨意
It's for my family.
是为了我的家人
Our families.
我们的家人
To all be saved.
都会得救。
So we lift up our families before you.
所以主啊，我们把我们的家人交托在你手里。主啊
，Help us，
帮助我们
，Encourage us，
来鼓励我们
，To see our families saved，
让我们看到自己的家人得救。
Lord, help us to reach out to other families.
主啊，你也帮助我们来接触到其他的家庭。
Let your house be full，
让你的教会都是满的。
And this year, may your house be a house of prayer.
今年我们也祷告，你的教会是祷告的教会。
That we may fulfill our call in your life.
我们会在你，
for our lives.
我们会完成你给我们的呼召。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So praise the Lord.
所以感谢主。
Welcome again.
欢迎你们。
And those of you online.
那些在网上的弟兄姊妹们。
We hope to see you here in church.
我们希望有一天在实体能够见到你们。
Everybody knows there's a big difference between.Here and online.
所有的人在这里都会知道，我会给你见证到，说在实体和在线上是真的不一样的。
Amen, Hallelujah. And you know, the 2024, you may have great expectations, or may not.
2024年，也许你有很多的期待，也许你没有。
You know, life might be good or might not be good for you.
对你来说，生活也许很好，也许又不好。
Whatever your circumstances are,
不管你现在的光景如何
It does not depend on this world.
都不会要依靠这个世上的事情。
It depends on God.
都是在乎神，关乎神。
Amen. God makes all the difference.
是神让一切变得不同了。
You know, this year, during this last 2 weeks, I've read a lot of books.
在前面的几周，我自己读了很多书。
And many people write lots of books.
很多人都会读很多书。
And I don't know why they write a lot of books.
我不知道他们为什么要写那么多书。
A lot of what they write about God.
但是他们写到神的时候呢？
Is academic knowledge.
都是用的一种学术性的写法。
For you and for me.
为了你和我。
The key is, does it work?
关键的问题就是，真的管用吗？
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you see a recipe.
当你看到一个做饭的那个单子
，and you say, "Wow, how to cook something?"
哦，那个会教你来怎么做饭。
It sounds really good.
感觉是看着挺好的。
Like if I don't mind, like Jamie Oliver's recipes, it sounds really good.
所以你比如说你拿到了 Jamie Oliver's 那个菜单菜谱的话，你会觉得哇，那个一定很好吃。
Until you try it.
但是你自己呢去试验一下
，then you realize.
你会发现
，Does he really know how to cook?
他真的懂得怎么。做饭吗
？Or not？
还是不会呢
？Today we have many experts.
所以今天有很多自称专家的。
In different fields of life.
在生命的各个领域都有专家。
But do they really know?
那这些专家们真的知道他们所说的吗
？I pray that this year all of us will truly experience God.
那我祷告，今年我们弟兄姊妹们都能真实的经历神。
And that you will find the Bible is absolutely reliable.
然后你会发现，原来神的话语在圣经是完全可靠的。
Because we need the Word of God.
因为我们需要神的话语。
As we already face 1 week, look at the news.
当我们来看看一周下来的新闻。
The world is full of challenges.
世界上有很多的挑战。
We are not in control.
我们完全不能掌控。
That's why we need God.
这是为什么我们需要神。
And when you are in God's will,
当你在神的旨意当中。
When you are walking with God,
当你和神同行之时。
That's where you find peace.
你就会找到真平安。
Amen. So we need a fresh revelation.
所以我们需要全新的启示。
Of God's hand upon our lives.
要知道神的手在我们生命中的计划。
And so today I would like to bring light to you about God's plan for your life.
所以今天我们要谈论的就是神对你的计划。
This is something that many preachers talk about.
这个话题其实很多讲员都爱讲的。
And I hope to bring a revelation to you that.You can carry through this year.
但是我希望这个可以给你带来全新的一个启示，让你这一年都受用。
Now, last year, I finished the year with this verse.
去年我们结束的那个经文是
in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19.
生命记三十。
And it says here, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today.That I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life, that you and your offspring may live.
第十九节开始说：“我今日呼天唤地的向你做见证，我已经将生与死、祝福与诅咒摆在你面前，所以你要拣选选择生命，好使你和你的后裔都得存活。”
Israel is Israel's new generation.Was just about to cross over into the promised land.
以色列的那个新一代的人，他们正好是要准备去迦南地过河了。
Moses says to Israel,
摩西对以色列人说，
You have a choice.
你现在有一个选择。
Many nations don't have a choice.
很多国家都没有选择的。
Lots of people don't have a choice.
很多人自己生命中也没有那么多选择。
Because they don't have a covenant with God.
因为他们跟神没有契约。
Israel had a covenant with God.
但是以色列人和神有一个约。
We have a covenant with God.
我们也和神有一个约。
And that covenant gives life.
这个约是给生命的。
Non-believers and other nations do not have a covenant.
那不信的人或者其他的国度的人，也许就没有这样的约。
No other God can promise life.
因为没有任何一个神可以向你来保证一个生命。
Can you imagine?In life, when you have no choice,
你能够想象吗？你在生活中你没得选。
Someone else dictates how you should live your life.
其他的人他要完全取决他要你的生活怎么活。
You can't choose your job. You can't choose your husband or wife. You can't choose your school.
你不能选择你的工作，不能选择你的配偶，也不能选择你的学校。
how awful would that be?
要是这样的光景多可悲啊。
And yet God is offering us life.
但是神在这里却让我们选择生命。
Not only life for salvation.
不光是救恩的那个生命。
But life for every day.
还有每日每天的生命。
Every day we can connect with life.
我们每一天都可以跟这个生命相连接。
Because God is life itself.
因为神自己就是生命。
And when we are connected to Him.
当我们和这个生命相连接时。
We will always feel life flowing through us.
我们自己就感觉到里面有一个生命流淌着。
Life lives in us.
这个生命就在我们里面。
And we have a choice to follow life or not.
所以我们有一个选择是要跟随这个生命还是不要呢。
The world is quite attractive.
那世上的很多事情都很有诱惑力。
Ultimately, it's not offering us life.
但是它就不能给到生命。
It's offering us something very temporary.
反倒给我们的是非常短暂的东西。
What God is offering us is eternal.
神给我们的是永恒的东西。
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so you or I may have a plan.
所以啊，你和我呢，可能都为自己谋划了一番。
You know, when we are working in the secular world.Every year we have to have objectives, missions, and visions, plan, and every sort of thing.
所以我们在这个世上生活，我们常常为自己谋划很多东西，我们的自己的计划呀，每年要每什么时候要干什么。
Every year we spend ages making all these plans.
我们记得我们是每年，特别是在工作的时候，都要为这一年做计划、做打算的。
And after about January, most of it goes to the filing cabinet.
那一到一月呢，那之前的那些计划方案就可以全部锁到柜子里了。
Things change all the time.
因为事情有变化了。
And you realize.
然后你发现。
We're not quite in control.
我们并不是能够完全掌控的计划的。
We can do our best.
我们可以尽量往上面行。
In education.
我们在教育上面。
In our careers.
在我们的工作当中。
In our upbringing of our children.
在我们亲子当中。
But there's no guarantee your plan will work out.
但是你都没法掌控来保证说你所计划的一定成功。
The reason for that is,
因为
we are not all that in control.
我们没有办法掌控一切。
We think we are clever, but we're not all that clever.
我们觉得自己很聪明，但是我们也没那么聪明。
We can't foresee all the things that are happening.
我们不能够提前预见到所有要发生的事情。
Because the Bible tells me there is another world that is in control.
因为圣经告诉我们有一个看不见的世界在掌控着。
And that is called the spiritual world.
这个是一个属灵的世界。
There is a war going on.
有一个征战也在发生。
There's a fight going on.
有一个斗争在发生。
Between God and His hosts. And the devil and his army.
就是在神和敌人这两方之间征战。
And both has a plan for you.
他们两方都对你有一个计划。
So basically, there are two plans for my life.
所以在我的生命中，我有两大计划。
Because my plan is not the most important.
所以我自己的那个小计划就已经微不足道了。
But there are two plans.
但我说的是两个大计划。
One is the devil has a plan for you.
一个就是魔鬼对你的生命有计划。
And your family.
还有你的家人有计划。
And then there's another plan.
那还有一个计划呢。
And that is the plan of God for me and my family.
就是神对我们和我们的家人的计划。
We have a choice.
我们现在有选择。
Choose between God's plan or the devil's plan.
那你要选择，你要跟神的计划走，还是跟魔鬼的计划走？
Both has an ambition for you.
两边都对你特别有野心。
Amen. That is the truth.
这就是真理。
You think about the world at the moment.
你来看看现在世上的事情。
It seems like there is a plan.
总感觉到好像有一个计划计谋。
The plan seems to get worse every year.
然后这个计谋呢就越来越糟糕每年。
So you know something is happening.
你就知道一定有一个事情在发生。
That's why me and my household.
这是为什么我和我的一家人。
We shall serve the Lord.
都要侍奉耶和华。
Because the Lord has a plan for my family.
因为耶和华对我和我的家人有计划。
The Lord has a plan for me.
对我的生命有计划。
And that's the plan I want to follow.
这就是我们要跟随的计划。
Amen. To follow God's plan,
来跟随主的计划。
You have to be prepared.
你需要预备好。
You have to trust.
你需要信靠。
It is a path that is set for you.
是神给了你一条路。
You know, one thing I've learned about God's kingdom is this.
我学到关于神的天国的事情是这样的。
Whatever God wants to do in your life,
不管神要在你生命中做什么，
you have to go down a particular path.
你必须要选择有一条专门的路。
There is no exception.
没有任何的别的选。
Amen. If you want to come to London,
如果你要来伦敦，
there's only a number of roads that can come.
你只能选择那么一两条路可以来的。
You can't just go take any road.
不是每条路都能把你带到伦敦来的。
You have to take a particular road.
你必须要选择那条对的路。
And each road had its own scenery.Own signs, own set of rules.
如果你选的路如果有不同的话，你会发现那一路的风景都不一样。
And so God is the same. When you are walking in God's path, there are certain things without exception that you have to go through.
所以神说，如果你要选择走我的路，毫无例外，有一些事情是要发生的。
In order to fulfill God's plan.
为的是要我这个计划成就。
And so I take this verse from Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16.
所以我们来看看耶利米书第六章十六节。
Jeremiah 16, sorry, chapter 6, verse 16. Have we got it? In the next slide.
耶利米书六章十六节。
It says, Thus says the Lord, Stand by the roads and look, for ask for the ancient paths, where the good way is, and walk in it.And find rest for your souls. But they said, We will not walk in it.
耶利米书六章十六节，耶和华如此说，你们当站在路边查看，寻访古老的路，哪里是完善的道路，就行在其上。这样你们自己必找到安息。他们却说，我们不走。
See, Jeremiah is prophesying to the Jewish people.
耶利米这时候是在对以色列人发预言。
And those words can be spoken to us today.
那今天的这个预言的话仍然在我们的生命中管用。
Ask for the ancient paths.
让我们去寻访那古老的路。
The paths that we are walking, many, the cloud of witness has already been through.
那我们要走的这条路前面有很多像云彩般的见证人已经走过了。
It is ancient, it's because God has never changed.
这是一条古老的路，因为神从古至今就没变过。
God's principle has not changed.
神的原则就从来没变过。
What Moses has to do, we will have to do.
摩西所要走的那条所做的事情我们也要做。
It is an ancient path.
是那一条古老的路。
We belong to an ancient people.
我们都属于这条古老的路上的那些人。
Because we worship an ancient God.
因为我们所敬拜的仍是那古老的永恒
不变的神。Although we may be in 2024, but we are generations of thousands of years of believers.
虽然我们现在活在2024年，但是之前那么多古老的基督徒们都活在了这条路上。
We all have to run our race.
我们都要奔跑这条路。
Hallelujah. Many have got their crown.
很多都已经拿到了他们的冠冕。
My pastors, both of my pastors who brought me up are both dead now.
把我带大的两位牧师，他们都已经去世了。
It is our turn.
现在是我们的，轮到我们
了。We have to take up the paths that God has laid for us.
轮到我们来走同样这条古老的路。
God has a path.
神对我们有这样一
条路。Our lives are not wasted.
我们的生命不是要浪费的。
We have to take the path.
是要走这条古老的路。
God has a plan.
神有他的计划。
Amen. Amen. So we choose.
所以这是选择。
We choose life.
我们要选择生命。
We want God's plan for our lives.
我们要选择神的计划在我们的生命当中。
Amen.
Amen.
And here it says, "We will not walk in it."
但是这些人却说我们不走。
See, for a lot of the Jewish people, they refuse to listen to God.
当时的以色列人拒绝听神的话。
You see, that is not a mistake that any of us should make.
这就是要提醒我们不要犯以色列人这样的错误了。
Obedience to God is much better.
顺服神当然是条更好的路了。
Than any sacrifice.
比任何的祭奠都要好。
Now let me take the life of Jesus as an example to encourage us.
那我们来看看耶稣基督的生命，用他作为榜样来鼓励我们。
In order to receive the revelation of how God fulfill His plan in our lives.
为的是能够接到这样的启示，要知道神是怎么在我们的生命中间来完成他的计划的。
Now, there are not much written about the life of Jesus before His ministry.
那在耶稣事工开始之前呢，并没有写到耶稣很多。
And so if you read any books that speculate and making it up, throw it in a bin.
那如果你不小心读到一些来讲耶稣事工之前的那三十年的故事的话，你就不需要太读。
Why? There is a reason why the Bible doesn't talk much about Jesus in his early days.
其实圣经里面特意没有给我们放太多耶稣前期三十年的那种经历是有原因的。
Do you know why?
你知道吗？原因是什么？
It is because it's very ordinary.
因为他的三十岁之前的生命是跟常人普通人是一样的。
Amen. It is a very ordinary Jewish life.
他活的就是一个普普通通的以色列人的生活。
How do we know it's a Jewish life?
我们怎么知道他活的是一个以色列人的日子呢？
Because that's what most Jewish people would do.
因为这就是以色列人他们平时的生活。
Let's have a look in chapter 4, verse 42. To 43, we're going to read a few scriptures.
让我们来看看路加福音四章四十二到四十三节。
So I ask the girls on the slide be quick, yeah. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to custom. And when the feast was ended, they were returning. The boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents did not know it.
当他十二岁的时候，他们按着过节的规矩上去。守满了节期，他们回去，孩童耶稣仍旧在耶路撒冷，他的父母并不知道。
So Jesus was 12 years old.
耶稣呢，那时候十二岁。
And it is by law that every year you have to go to Jerusalem three times.
这是他们犹太人定下的律法的规矩，就是每年必须上耶路撒冷三次。
For sacrifices of the feast.
为的是要有这个过节，过的这个祭奠的节。
That's why he's Jewish.
这是为什么？我们知道耶稣过的是犹太人的这种规矩。
You and I don't go to Jerusalem.
你我就不像是这种犹太人的规矩，需要每年三次上耶路撒冷去祭奠。
Because you and I are Chinese or other nation, we are not Jewish.
因为我们又是来自于不同的文化，中国的文化等等其他的文化。
Amen. And at the age of 12, Jesus is considered as an adult.
所以啊，在十二岁的时候，以色列人会认为耶稣已经是成人。
In our nation, at 12 years old, you're still at school.
那其他的国家的话，十二岁的话，你只是一个在上学的孩子。
Even today, as Jewish boys reach the age of 12, they become adults.
那哪怕是在今日，以色列人的孩子们如果到了十二岁，我们就叫他大人了。
They go through a ceremony.
他们会有一个成人礼。
And by the age of 12, they will have known the Bible.
所以在十二岁的时候，他们应该是熟知圣经了。
That's part of their custom.
这就是他们的规矩。
And let's read verse 44.
让我们来看看四十四节。
But supposing him to be in the group, they went a day's journey. But then they began to search for him amongst the relatives and acquaintances. And when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem, searching for him.
四十四节，以为他在同行的人中间。走了一天的路程，才在亲属和熟悉的人中找他。既找不着，就回耶路撒冷去找他。
When I first read this, I thought, "Ah, Jesus is very naughty."
我第一次读到的时候，我说，哇，耶稣好淘气哦。
Yeah, it's like my children. Where are they gone?
就像我的孩子一样的，成天我要找他们，到底去哪里了
？But there is a reason.
这里面其实是有原因的。
Verse 46.
46节继续读。
And 3 days they found him in the temple.So it took the parents 3 days.
过了三天呢，父母三天后才找着。
3 days.
三天才找着。
What was he doing?
他那三天在干嘛
？Sitting, he was in the temple, sitting amongst the teachers, listening to them, and asking them. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers.
过了三天，他们发现耶稣在圣殿里，坐在教师中间，一面听一面问。凡听他的人都对他的聪明和应对感到惊奇。
If you knew that you were disappearing for 3 days, would you not let your parents know?
你要是消失三天的话，你会不会想让你的父母知道你准备消失三天
？You see, Jesus at least could have WhatsApp.
我觉得好像耶稣应该在电话上短信通知一下吧。
Amen. But he didn't.
但他都没有通知他父母哎。
There is a reason.
这里有原因的。
Verse 48.
看看四十八节。
And when his parents saw him, they were astonished.
当他的父母看见耶稣的时候，就很惊奇。
And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress."
他的母亲对他说：“我儿啊，为什么要对我们这样做呢？看哪，你父亲和我都很焦急，到处找你。”
It Sounds like Jesus is very naughty.
让我觉得耶稣真的挺淘气。
But there is a reason.
真的是有原因的。
Verse 49.
再来看四十九节。
And he said to him, Why were you looking for me? I tell you, if your kids said that to you and you searched for them for 3 days, what would you do?
看看耶稣什么反应啊？耶稣对他们说：“为什么要找我呢？如果你的孩子丢了，你找了3天，好不容易找着了，他竟然反问你为什么要找我呢？”
I tell you what Hong Kong people would do.
我告诉你，香港人会怎么做吧？
你死仔！
你说你这个死孩子！
你不回来 ，OK？
你再不要回家了。
Right? You would be very angry, and then when you get back home, comes out Mr. Kane.
你会很生气，回家就准备上鞭子。
Amen. And so, why?
为什么呢?
He said, Jesus said, why are you looking for me?
耶稣为什么怎么这么样的反问说,你为什么要找我呢?
What sort of question is that?
这是什么样的反问啊?
And do you not know that I must be my father's house?
他还反问说,难道你们不知道我应当在我父的家里吗?
And they did not understand the saying that he spoke to them.
他父母听了这话根本就不明白。
You see, at the age of 12,
12岁的孩子
you become an adult.
都已经被教成成人了。
You take responsibility of your own decisions.
你可以自己为自己的生命来负责了。
You make your own decisions.
你可以自己来决定了。
And what did Jesus do?
当时耶稣的决定是什么?
He decided.
他说
to be in the house of God.
他说我要在我父的家里面。
He wasn't breaking any law.
他并没有打破任何的规矩。
He wasn't being naughty.
他也没有淘气。
He was just doing what?He's supposed to do.
他只是想做他本该做的事情。
But we parents,
我们父母们
I like to hold on.
却喜欢牢牢地抓住孩子。
Joseph and Mary forgotten, your son has just turned 12.
那个他的耶稣的父母约瑟和玛利亚忘记了他的儿子已经有成人礼了。
Time to let go.
该放手了。
We, who be children who become adults,
这些孩子们成为了成人。
Time to think about your future with God.
该想想自己跟神未来的关系了。
Because that's how God ordained it.
因为这就是神所命定的。
Amen. Hallelujah. And when you're age of 12,
当你十二岁时
it is a time when you normally, like Suzanne was telling me, that is the time, sometimes I get some theology out of Suzanne.
那 我刚才在引用我的太太的话，因为我经常神学观点有的还从她来的呢。
She tells me at the age of 12,
她跟我说在十二岁的时候
That's when the son began to join his father's business.
那就是一般儿子开始参与他的父亲的产业的事情了。
So the age of 12,
所以十二岁
Jesus joined his heavenly father's business.
这个时候的耶稣他就在乎他天父的产业和家里的事情。
So what looked like a naughty act, it's in fact somethingThat is legitimate.
其实看上去很淘气，但是这就是耶稣最应该做的事情。
Just that the parents has forgotten.
只是说他的父母忘记他已经成人礼了。
And verse 49, and then, oh, sorry, we have already seen that, yeah.
嗯。
We've done 50 as well, okay. And so, verse 51.
五十一节。
And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them.And his mother treasured up all these things in her heart.
接着耶稣就同他们下去，回到拿撒勒，并且顺从他们。他母亲把这一切的事情都存在心里了。
Nevertheless,
所以不管如何
，even though he's responsible for his own life now,
虽然耶稣可以为自己的生命做决定了。
Responsible for his own actions.
他可以为他自己的行为负责了。
Yet he chose.
但是他仍然选择
to honor his parents.
去顺从他的父母。
To be submissive to them.
仍然选择顺从。
So kids, when you grow up, although it's time to leave your mom and dad, choose to be submissive to them.
所以孩子们呐，虽然你们到时候长大成人了，你们有自己的选择，但是你仍然可以选择跟从。
To honor them.
选择去尊重你的父母。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because your Lord has done the same.
因为你的主耶稣都是这样做的。
He is your example.
他就是你们的榜样。
Don't be like the prodigal son.
不要像那浪子一样。
Don't say to your mom and dad,
不要对你父母说
I've grown up now, give my inheritance and I hope you die soon.
千万别像浪子一样的对你说，对你的父母说啊，我终于长大了，麻烦你把我所有的产业都给我，我现在要离开了。
That's the way the world think.
这就是世上的人所
认为的。But we Christians, we honor our parents.
但是我们基督徒却是尊重我们的父母。
Because the commandment says, if you honor your parents,You will live long and prosperous.
因为诫命告诉我们说，如果我们尊重我们的父母，我们就会长寿，还有丰盛。
Some people we wonder why they can't break through in their lives.
很多人都会在想，为什么我的生命老是没有突破呢
？We wonder why they don't succeed in life.
为什么他在生命中老是觉得没有成功呢
？It's because you ignore the commandment.
因为你忽视了这诫命中的重要的一点。
Honor your parents.
要尊重你的父母。
Because honoring your parents,
因为尊重父母
is part of the Ten Commandments.
是十诫里面的一诫。
And the fruit of it is that you will be successful.
如果做到这一诫的果实，就是你会有丰盛。
Amen. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible's teaching is absolutely fundamental.
所以圣经的教导是非常有基础性的。
Hallelujah. And so we.See a very ordinary life.
所以我们看到一个很平常的以色列的人的生活。
These verses have just illustrated you. Jesus is Jewish.
这些经文就是在告诉你，耶稣基督之前就是一个以色列的孩子。
He lived a very ordinary Jewish life.
像所有的普通的以色列的孩子们一样。
So therefore, nothing much is said about him.
所以之前记载耶稣三十岁之前的事情比较少。
You see, if it was written about me.
如果是关乎写我的书的话
It will be more like Joshua became 12.
然后这里面就会我的故事就不一样了会说啊 Joshua 长到十二岁
And then he went to his dad's takeaway.
然后他就去了他爸爸的那个外卖店
And he started working.
他就开始在外卖店工作
了 Now that will be a Chinese life.
那个就是中国人的生活了
Amen. That's what we end up doing.
这就是我们经常成为了做这样的事情
When we reached 12, it wasn't in the father's house.It was in the father's takeaway restaurant.
所以我们中国人是当时二岁的时候没有在天父的家里面反倒是回到自己父亲的产业里面做外卖了
see, Jesus is Jewish.
所以耶稣基督是犹太人
If you want proof that he's Jewish, are these verses.
如果你要想证明耶稣基督就是犹太人的话那这些就是经文给你用
到 But then there's one verse in 52.
但是在五十二节说到了一点
verse, this is my main text today.
今天这是重点就是五十二节
And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature in favor with God and man
耶稣的智慧和身量并神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长
Verse 52 is the key in following God's plan
五十二节就是我们今天要说的关键，关于怎样来接受神的计划。
Jesus is the example.
耶稣就是这个榜样。
Because in the Greek, the proper translation is, and you see in the New American Standard, Jesus kept increasing, not increase past tense. It was continuously increasing.
在希腊文的原文里面讲到的这个增长是一个持续性的增长不是说长高了就没有了
So Jesus increased in wisdom
所以耶稣基督的那个智慧的增长
Biblical knowledge
他的属圣经的增长
The Torah
他对圣经旧约的理解
That's what every boy become when they become a man will increase in that wisdom
所以那里的孩子们都要在这个智慧上面增长还有在身量上
maturity,
在自己的成熟上
in maturity both as a man and both as a son of God
那作为这个成熟我们是讲到的属世的成熟也讲到了属灵生命的成熟
so that God was pleased with him
所以神对他非常满意
and so it was with his mom and dad
还有人对他就他的父母也对他非常满意还有周围的人都对他非常满意
the key is Jesus kept increasing
所以这里面的关键是耶稣基督的增长一直是在持续性的发生
You see, Jesus became who he was not just like that like because he's the son of God
所以耶稣基督最后从小孩变成成人不是一秒钟发生的而是这样持续的增长的
Although he's God
虽然他有神性
And God is all-knowing,
虽然神是万能的,
but he chose to live in his humanity,
但是他却选择不按照神性的方式,
as a human being,
他按照人性的方式活着。
To learn like the way we learn.
他按照人性的成长的方
式。To grow like the way we grow.
按照人的方式来成长。
To work like the way we work.
按照人的方式来工作。
To suffer like the way we suffer.
连还按照人的方式来受苦。
To be part of the community.
要成为社区中的一员。
To live as a Jewish boy.
就真的活到他们以色列的那个文化和规矩里面。是他选择要这样活。他选择这样活。
That's why the theologians call it.This is his period of humiliation.
所以神学家说，这就是他的谦卑的人性的一面。
He is a glorious God, yet living like a human.
他是一个完全最大荣耀的神，可是他却选择像一个普通的人一样的活着。
He had to learn his Bible.
他跟我们一样也要学圣经的。
He wasn't just born with that knowledge.
他没有一出生的时候，圣经就全部打在脑海里。
Even though he's God.
就算他是神
But he chose to live in his humanity.
但是他却选择按照人性的方式一模一样的活出来
And the word increase, grow, keep on increasing his, or other translation in, or growing
所以这个增长这个词也可以翻译成成长是一种长大
Tells you it is a process
这个长大就让我们看到这是有过程的
a continuous process
是一个持续性的过程
the Greek word means to cut yourself a path
希腊文里面说就是把自己
it's a cut a path
就是把它切断
it's like you're going through the jungle you're cutting yourself a path
就像你走到荆棘里面的时候然后你不停地就要切断荆棘
and you're gradually making process
然后你会在这个荆棘的路上一直要不停地切荆棘切荆棘
and that is the key inFor walking in God's plan.
所以这才是在神的计划中行走的一个关键。
The key is to accept God's process.
因为这个关键就是要来接受神做这个事情有过程。
The process of how to walk in that path, staying on the path, not making sure that you don't go off the path.
所以这个过程包括你一直要在这条道上面不会走偏不会走离。
And as you walk the path,
在你走这条道路的时候
you will grow.
你会成长
you will fulfill.
你会开始成就
you will grow in knowledge.
你会开始在知识智慧上都成长
you will grow in experience with God.
你会在你跟神的经历上面增长
you will grow in stature.
你会在你的声量上增长
Amen. The only person that can stop you is yourself.
唯独能够阻止你生长的是你自己
When you cut, it's too hard.
因为你要不停地砍荆棘然后你就会觉得哦，好累啊
and you stay still and you don't want to go anywhere
然后你就坐在那里说我不要再继续砍下去了
but if you carry on
如果你继续这样走的话
and if you do not give up
如果你不放弃的话
you will make it
你就会走到终点
and part of Christianity is endurance
那对于基督教来说有一个常听到的词就是那个坚持
you need to accept
你要去接受
That this is God's path for me.
这个路是神给我的。
And I'm going to walk that path.
我必须要走在这条路上。
Because God has a plan.
因为神在这条路上给了我计划。
He is preparing me for something.
他在预备我为未来。
Amen. You see, in our modern culture, where the way we learn is by linear, it's a straight line.
在我们的文化当中，我们所脑袋思考的问题是一条线的。
We think God's path is a linear path.
我们想到的神给我们的那条路就是一条直路。
Because the way we learn is the same.
因为我们自己也是这么去接受的。
We go from A, B, C, D.
我们总是 A, B, C, D 四个点说得清清楚楚。
So by the time we learn D, we don't go back to A because we've already learned A.
我们觉得我们学到了 D 的时候我们就不要回去 A 了因为已经学过了
God's path goes like this
但是神的道路却有时候有打弯的
You seem to revisit the same lesson
你有的时候会回到以前还没学好的功课
You seem to be going round in circles
你有的时候就会发现你在原地打转旷野打转
I am learning something that I've learned 20 years ago
我现在所学的功课其实我以前20年前就经历过一次
But with one difference
但是不同的是
Each time when I go around,
每次当我原地打转时
I'm going higher.
我还是在增长的，我还是在增长的，还是在增长。
Each time when I go around, just like when you go around a spiral staircase, you go around the same spot, but you're on a different level.
就像你在走一个螺旋形的梯子一样，虽然你好像是在原地打转，但是你的高度是越来越高了。
That's the path.
这才是神给我们的道路。
Each time when you take the path, you're going nearer and nearer to God's.Ultimate destiny.
每次当你在这个螺旋的路上面打转的时候，其实你都是一天比一天更加的增长，更加的向神接近。这个是一个过程。
That takes you one point to another point.
这个过程好像总是把你从一个点带到另外一个点。
The theologians call it the crisis point.
神学家就因为讲不清这个点，他们就给它取名叫基督的点。
In other words, God has a process to take you to a crisis.
所以神说，神有一个方式要把你最后带到的终极的目标，就是到基督里。
The word crisis can be interpreted crisis.
危机
can be understood as proper crisis.
这个危机呢，可以被解释成很负面的危机。
A trouble ahead.
就前面有麻烦了。
Something big's gonna happen.
哦，前面有很大的麻烦了。
Or it could be translated as.An encounter with God.
也可以在这个危机中间，我们可以来同样的来认知，是和神相遇的一个机会。
Something that will move you higher.
就在这个危机当中，你一旦突破了，你会更加的增长。
It could be a problem.
也许当时真的会面对一些困难。
It could be a giant that you have to slay.
也许真的有一个巨人就在你的面前。
Or it could be an encounter with God.
但是在那里，你也有可能会有跟神有相遇。
Something.That will lift you up to the next level.
就在那个点上，危机的点上，你会有一个突破，然后突然被增高。
So God leads you. God takes you from using process to crisis.
所以神呢，会在这个过程当中带着你走入所谓的一些苦难和危机当中。
So Jesus went through a process.
所以耶稣在这个过程里面，
He chose to go through a process.
他选择要经历一个这样的过程。
To grow in wisdom and stature.
他想要这个智慧和身高增长是一个过程。
What was his crisis point?
那当时他所经历的危机是什么呢？
So that the day when he was baptized,
就是当他洗礼的时候，
he was ready.
他已经预备好了，
to enter his ministry.
可以进入他的事工里面。
He was ready.
他最后预备好了
to take up the cross.
最后终于可以背起十字架。
God prepares us.
神要这样预备我们。
So you never know what God has prepared you for.
所以你也不知道有的时候神在预备你干嘛。
Moses, at the age of 80, he went through a process that was very long.
摩西都到了80岁才开始经历这个过程的。
He felt his life was finished.
本来80岁你都觉得应该颐享天年的时候了。
But if only we can travel back in time and tell Moses, it is only a process.
哎呀，我要是想象我要见到摩西的时候，我会取笑他说，你都80岁了，这才刚刚开始呢。
What was his crisis point?
那他的那个危机的那个点是什么呢？
Was his burning bush.
就是他的那个火烧的荆棘。
Joseph went through a process.
约瑟也同样经历了一个过程。
Can you imagine him in the dungeon?
你可以想象他当时在地牢里的样子。
Bound by chains.
所有的身上都是枷锁。
In a dark, cold dungeon.
在很黑、很寒冷的地牢里。
But that's the picture of the hope of Israel.
但是就是因为当时他所经历的成了后来以色列人的希望。
To us,
所以对我们来说
hopelessness.
很多时候都是看到那种无望。
To us, as a disaster.
在我们的眼里只看到当时那个点觉得很糟糕
But to God,
是灾难。
But to God,
但是在神眼里
That guy in the dungeon in chain,
他说、那个、
He is part of God's plan.
然后在以神的那个角度的视角里面，他看到的约瑟在当时地牢的那个点是神的计划之一，正在成就。
But he's in chain.
但是他当时有枷锁绑着，他在地牢里面呢。
So part of God's plan.
但是神却说，那就是我的计划，正按我的计划行。
And it was part of Joseph's process.
然后也是约瑟他必须要经历的其中的一个点。
That's why we should relate to.What Jesus has gone through.
所以我们要借着知道耶稣基督的这个生命
We are increasing.
我们也一起在增长
In maturity.
在成熟上增长
We are also increasing in knowledge of God.
我们也在对神的智慧和认知上面有增长
2023.
has been a very difficult path for most of us.
2023年对很多人来说都是一个很不容易的一年。
But that was part of your process.
但是这是我们要看到它是其中过程的一个点。
Praise the Lord, you've increased in wisdom, in stature.
所以我们应该感谢主，知道我们因为度过了这个危机之点的时候，我们又增长了。
God is preparing you for a crisis moment.
神在预备你去经历这个危机。
It could be a giant that you need to slay in 2024.
也许在2024年，你前面会要遇到巨人。
Or it could be an encounter with the Lord.
也许就在那个时候，你也会跟神有相遇。
But whatever is happening,
但是不管发生什么
，you trust His process.
你要相信神给你的这个过程。
You trust what God is doing.
你要相信神在做什么。
Because Jesus is our example.
因为耶稣就是我们这样的榜样。
Being God, and yet He chose to walk in a process like the way we all have to walk.
明明是神，可是却选择像所有的人一样经历一个这么漫长的过程。
There are no exceptions.
他没有把自己当成例外。
And we have to submit to God's plan.
所以我们也需要顺服在神的计划之中。
And when you submit to God's plan,
当我们顺服
and you stay on the path,
当我们在神的道路里
we will succeed.
我们就会走到终点。
Amen. The worst thing you can do
最糟糕的事情就会是
is lose faith.
就是在这条道路上失去信心。
And sit down.
然后坐下来。
And refuse.
然后说拒绝。
Amen. We have to submit to God.
所以我们要顺服在神的里面。
Not submit to the weariness.
不是降服在那种劳累里面。
Don't submit to the fear.
不是降服在惧怕里面。
To the temptation.
不是降服在试探里面。
But submit to God.
而是降服在神。
Because your family needs you.
因为你的家人需要你。
Your family needs you to be victorious.
你的家人需要你是一个得胜之人。
Amen. I show you a victorious father, and I will show you a victorious family.
我要给你看到一个得胜的父亲，看到一个得胜的家庭。
Don't blame anyone else.
不要老是怪罪其他的人。
But we should blame ourselves.
我们要怪罪自己。
Don't blame God.
不要怪罪神
Because we have submitted to fear.
因为我们已经降服在那种惧怕里面
We have surrendered to the enemy.
我们降服在敌人的计划里了
But let's get up.
让我们再次起来
Let's go higher.
让我们继续在这个螺旋桨上上升
Although life is like a circle, but we are going higher.
虽然好像生活在打转转但是我们仍然往上走
Trust in God's process.
我们要相信神的这个过程
It is hard.
是很难
No one said it's easy.
也没有人说要简单
啊 If anyone said it's easy, they're lying to you.
如果有人跟你说跟随神很简单他在对你撒谎
It's going to be difficult.
当然是难的。
That's why God tells us that we should be light and salt to the earth.
所以神才叫你我跟别人不同，成为那光和盐。
Sometimes being salt to your family, salt to the world is hard.
所以要在你的家庭中成为那个盐，在世上成为盐是难的。
Did God tell us to be light and sugar?
神要我们当糖，当光了吗
？Many of us try to act like sugar.
有些人呢就会想宁可当糖也不要当盐
trying to be sweet to everybody.
他想当甜甜的糖
That's why the church is not preaching a salt message. It's preaching a sugar message.
所以教会里面有时候听到的是糖的叫人听了甜甜的那些道而不是盐的那个道
Sometimes what we need to tell our family what we need to tell our friends and tell our society will not be comfortable to their ears.
很多时候
But that is salt.
很多时候我们想要告诉和传达的信息不一定是叫人喜欢听的所以有的时候是需要当言的
Because the moment we compromise,
因为当我们一旦妥协那个真理信息的时候
is when we don't trust God's process.
那就是我们不再相信神的过程了
The giants in front of us will get slaughtered.
在你面前的巨人一定会被打败
Because he's part of God's plan.
因为这个巨人也是神的计划之一
Amen. God is giving us a triumphA triumphal life.
神给了我们一个得胜的生命。
And I just pray that this year,
所以我祷告今年
that you see you are continuing on in your process.
你看到你仍然在这条道路的过程中间在增长。
It is part of God's plan to take you into this year.
这个也是神今年也是神的计划中的一年。
The evidence that I'm walking in God's plan and process is because I'm alive.
我今天我怎么知道我还在神的计划里面因为我还活着还在2024年继续往前走
and it's 2024 I'm still alive
2024年我还活着呢，我还可以继续增长。
That means I'm progressing.
这个就证明我们还在这个过程中间增长。
We are continuing our process.
我们在继续这个持续的过程中间。
This year.
所以今年。
We will face our giants.
我们会遇到巨人。
We will encounter God.
我们也会遇到神。
Whatever that crisis moment is.
不管那个危机点在设在我们今年哪里。
We trust the Holy Spirit.
我们都相信圣灵。
That we are ready.
我们会被预备好。
Hallelujah. Being ready is not how ready I am. Ready is I trust that He has made me ready.
我说的预备好，不是你自己心里感觉、自我感觉预备好，是神已经让你经历了很多事情，这样你就预备了。
And when that crisis moment comes,
预备了
you realize.I was ready. I am ready.
你怎么知道你预备好了？就是当你经历那个危机点的时候，你才发现原来神之前一直在预备我。
Oh God, you are so good.
然后我们会说神啊，你真是良善的。
I thought I was living in a disastrous situation. I didn't realize you were preparing me.
我以为我之前一直在灾难当中，没想到原来你做这些都是为了预备我来到这个危机点。
Can you imagine Joseph when he stood in front of Pharaoh?And they put a ring and new clothes on him. He go, what on earth is going on?
你可以想象吗？当时约瑟站在法老的面前，然后他们给他穿上了那些什么首相的衣服的时候，宰相的衣服的时候，他那种感觉吗？
And if I can travel back in time, I say, Joseph, it's God's process.
如果我能够回到当时的时间，对约瑟当时那个点说话的话，我说要告诉他说，这是过程，神的过程。
This is your crisis moment.
这个就是你的危机点。
This is what God has prepared you for.
这是神预备你到这一天是有目的的。
Amen. But throughout that process,
所以借着这个过程
it looked nothing like God's process.
在过程里面，你自己一点都不觉得像神的过程。
It felt like God was killing him.
你觉得好像神要杀掉你。
It felt like everything was falling apart.
你觉得好像所有的一切都很糟糕，都在破碎。
This is something strange about God.
这就是神做事的一个很奇妙、很奇怪的方式。
This is something I don't like about God.
这也是我以前老是抱怨的，不喜欢神这样做事的一种方法。
Even though he's confident,
就算神他自己非常自信的知道
he doesn't realize that I'm not that confident.
就算神自己非常自信，他会把我弄到那里，但是我自己一点都不自信。
Even though he thinks I can take it,
他以前我一直觉得神说我可以保证可以带到你到那里，但是我那时候就不停的说我不同意。
We don't like.Some of the things that he does to us.
我说我不喜欢你现在在我身上做的这件事情。
Amen. How many of you agree with me?
你们有没有赞同我的？
But you can't change anything.
所以呀，你根本掌控不了，也改变不了什么。
But this is our God.
这是我们的神。
He's too confident.
他太自信了。
And he sees you in a different way, the way we see ourselves.
他在神的那个视角看你和你自己看你根本就不是一样的。
So let's see our family saved this year.
所以要今年我们看到我们的家人得救。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
天父啊，我们谢谢你。
We know that you are glorious.
我们知道你是荣耀的神。
And that you will take us into victory.
你会带我们走到那得胜之地。
We will see breakthroughs.
我们会看到突破。
We will have, because you have given us hope.
因为你给了我们希望。
You are confident in your process.
主啊，你是如此的自信，知道你的计划必成就。
I just pray that every person here will submit to your plan.
所以我们祷告，我们弟兄姊妹们都会降服在你的计划当中。
And not to our fears.
而不是降服在惧怕里。
Not to our anxieties.
不是降服在焦虑里。
Father, we believe you.
父啊，我们相信你。
We believe you, Lord.
我们相信。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.Hallelujah. Let's all stand.
让我们起立。
Let's worship our Lord.
I trust you, Lord.
I trust you, Lord.
主啊，我们相信。
I made a decision to trust you.
主啊，我们今天决定要来相信。
I trust you this coming year.
我们在今年继续相信。
I will have my crisis moments.
也许我会碰到那个危机点。
I will see my giants slain.
也许，但是我也会看到我的巨人被打败。
I will see my God.
会看见遇见我的神。
I will encounter His presence and His love.
我会在你的爱里面与你相遇。
My fears will run.
我的惧怕会离去。
Be chased away.
会被奔跑离去。
I will be different.
我会不同。
I will grow in wisdom and in stature.
我会在智慧和身高里面有增长。
Favor with God.
成为神你所喜爱。
And with man.
还有在人眼中也喜爱。
Like you, Lord, clothed in strength and beauty, marvelous, so wonderful indeed. You who calm the tempest, you who made the blind see, mighty is your hand to deliver me.Victory, my song, great in majesty and glory, King of heaven. You're worthy to be praised, all honor to your name, Jesus reigns to your name, Jesus.
Every person, in particular, every father, every husband,
特别是每一个父亲和丈夫,
may we arise,
让我们起来,
and walk our path,
进入我们的轨道里,
and see victory,
能够看到得胜,
and meet with you, Lord,
主啊, 来与你相遇,
because you are with us. I just pray, oh God, our great blessings will come over
主啊,
our church,
我们祷告的巨大的祝福会来到我们当中,
and to our people,
在我们的人当中,
and everyone online, Lord,
在网上的弟兄姊妹,
that they will be blessed,
也让他们有同样的祝福,
though everything seems to be collapsing,
很多时候看上去生命中很多事情都在倒塌,
yet God, you are building something bigger.
但神, 你是确实在拆毁又重建更美好的那个建筑。
You are wise.
你是有智慧的。
I thank you, Lord.
主啊, 我们谢谢你。
Ask you, Lord, to protect every family.
主啊, 你来保护每一个家庭。
Protect our children.
保护我们的孩子们。
That they may succeed.
让他们能够成功。
This year.
在今年,
in Jesus' mighty name,
借着耶稣基督的名,
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
大家请坐。
If you need prayer, come forward.
如果你们需要祷告, 可到